Carthage could not possibly tolerate such competition. The young rival must be destroyed, lest the Carthaginian rulers lose their prestige as the absolute rulers of the western Mediterranean. The rumors were duly investigated, and in a general way these were the facts that came to light. The west coast of Italy had long been neglected by civilization, whereas in Greece all the good harbors faced eastward and enjoyed a full view of the busy islands of the Aegean, the west coast of Italy contemplated nothing more exciting than the desolate waves of the Mediterranean. The country was poor. It was therefore rarely visited by foreign merchants, and the natives were allowed to live in undisturbed possession of their hills and their marshy plains. The first serious invasion of this land came from the north. At an unknown date, certain Indo-European tribes had managed to find their way through the passes of the Alps, and had pushed southward until they had filled the heel and the toe of the famous Italian boot with their villages and their flocks. Of these early conquerors we know nothing. No Homer sang their glory. Their accounts of the foundation of Rome, written 800 years later when the little city had become the center of an empire, are fairy stories and do not belong in a history. Romulus and Remus jumping across each other's walls, I always forget who jumped across whose wall, make entertaining reading, but the foundation of the city of Rome was a much more prosaic affair.